Okay. All right.
Today we'll talk about the hijab issues. Now, they think that hijab issues is like a mean to the to an oppression and a form of oppression. And they say that you're wearing a towel or a rag in your on your head. Towel, yeah. Lina's going to come around. Okay? She's coming. Okay? So, the women rights, who was the first, or who, with the Prophet Muhammad, would it fair to say that Prophet Muhammad was the one who established women rights? Before Islam, women were treated like objects. They didn't get any inheritance at all, zero inheritance. And they were, like, if they're...
I'm sorry, it took me a while to take my scarf. Yeah,
If my father is married to wives, like he has more than one wife, I inherit my father's wives, which are supposed to be my... I inherit them as a slave. As a slave. Other than my mother. So people used to inherit girls, inherit women. And they used to be very ashamed of women, girls. They bury them alive. Okay. They open, like when they are like, depends on how soon you do it, they do it. They open, they cut a ground, a hole in the ground, and they push the girl, the baby girl in there, and they uncover.
Why? Do they think that girls are worthless or something?
Yes, they say they don't fight, and if they became prisoners of war, they would be insulted so badly and assaulted, like they would be raped, okay? So they say, we don't want our women to be raped, and we want somebody who can carry the sword and fight. So, and then they say, okay, and these women also are eating food, so they need food to eat, okay? And this was rare, like they didn't have much food then in the Arabian Peninsula. So they used to bury their baby daughters alive. When Islam came, the picture changed completely, and women became, before Islam, they didn't have the right to own. After Islam, the rule changed, and now women are allowed to inherit, women are allowed to own, women are much more respected in Islam than it is in before Islam. So it's safe to say that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was among the ones.
Can I listen?
Yeah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was among the ones who established the women's rights. He really, really established the women's rights. Okay? Now, hijab is a form of oppression. That's the stereotype of today. Hijab is a form of oppression. Why is it they are saying that? It's oppression, huh?
Like I don't
oppressing
because,
you like
because they say it's because you're like forced to wear it but you're not.
Yes, that's one thing. And then they say, okay, why women has to wear hijab? Why not men have to wear hijab?
Because like the woman has to be has to cover herself in a certain way.
Yeah. I
like,
got
men also have to
when I was
their arms and legs.
When I was teaching in the University of Evansville, there was this feminist girl. She came to me and said, why girls have to wear hijab? Why boys don't have to wear hijab? So I said, okay. Or why the dress of girls is so much this strict, more strict than the boys? I said, okay, if I go out in the street and start jogging without a top shirt, just like a short, a lot of people do that. They go... Now, is it going to be something strange?
strange. A guy running shirtless.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's the thing.
Dude,
but no. What if a girl runs out in the street where she's only wearing shorts?
Yeah, they do.
And they don't have the top.
Wow.
Oh! Good. So I told her this. I said, you...
Are you recording?
Yes.
Oh,
wait, what?
I told her this. You are... She's coming. I told her this.
Wow.
Please.
I was the only one.
Yeah, just like, but I just, like, you're in the middle, so I thought it's a good idea to break the continuity. Okay, now another question. Is hijab a fard in Islam?
Yes.
A fard?
How can you prove it's a fard? It's mandatory.
Well, you didn't finish your discussion about girls' strict things.
Yeah, but then like she has to cover herself. Wait, but then like the girl has a choice to wear the hijab or not, right?
In Islam?
Yeah.
It's not a choice, it's fard.
What?
It's a mandatory.
But then there are people who are Muslim but they wear the hijab. Okay.
They are committing a disobedience. They are disobeying Allah. Now, somebody says, hey, hijab is an Arabian tradition. Hijab is an Arabian tradition. Why do you want hijab? It's not an Islamic tradition. Okay? And a lot of people, especially from Asia, they have the hijab on their shoulders. Okay? And then when it is time for prayer or they go to the masjid, they just uncover their heads. As soon as the prayer is over, they uncover their head again.
Yeah, like in
and this happens a lot in the United States, and this is haram.
What?
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's insane. Now, let me prove to you.
I did that like right after.
Here is Lena.
Wait, what's haram? To get off the back off?
No, okay,
no.
Wait.
And
what if you're in public?
No.
Yes, in public. Good.
What?
Allah.
Well, in the car.
In verse 2.
Guys, what he's trying to say.
What cut
off? Hold
on. Shut up.
What he's trying to say is that you can't walk in the streets, have a so-called hijab on when only like here to here is.
Okay,
covered.
I know. When they're like covering it like here and they're like, oh, we're really.
Okay.
So if you want to represent a hijab, at least do it right. That's still considered haram.
Okay. Now, let me prove to you from the Quran. Let me prove to you from the Quran. Let me prove to you from the Quran that hijab is a fard. Ayah 31 in Surah 24 says what? It says that Allah wants a khimar. A khimar that's long enough to cover the chest area. So, what is khimar? Khimar is a perfectly understandable Arabic language that means like you girls are wearing khimar. Like, it's pretty much, khimar is, this is the most compliant khimar. This is the khimar, okay? And less than that, it's okay. But this is the best is to wear khimar like this. And it's long enough to cover the chest area. Okay? So, then Allah, in the same ayah, which is ayah 24:31, Allah gave exceptions. Allah gave exceptions. Okay, can you read the exceptions? Here?
Ooh, can I read them?
Yeah, go ahead.
A khimar that covers the V chest area.
The V chest area, that's the V chest area.
They can't show their beauty.
Hold on, go on.
11 kinds of relatives.
That they are, they don't have to wear hijab in front of them. Huh?
Except to their husbands, their
husbands,
fathers.
Shh.
Husbands, fathers.
Fathers,
sons,
fathers-in-law, sons.
Their husbands' sons, their brothers' sons, their sisters'
whoa,
sons,
whoa,
their women.
Whoa.
Oh, you don't have to put it. I'll put it online.
Wait, you could just...
Put it online. Huh? Go on.
Where was I?
Huh?
There are women or the slaves whom their right hand possesses or male servants free of physical needs or innocent children and that they should not strike their feet in order to draw attention to their hidden ornaments.
You know that when they wear this, they stop on the legs?
The high heels?
Not only, not the high heels.
The leggings?
Something. Hello? Something that makes sound when you walk. This is not allowed using this according to this ayah.
Wait, what?
Now.
Wait, which?
You can't wear high heels or anything.
This is not our high heels. Yeah,
anything. Anything that produces the steps. Okay, that produces. You know they used to put rings on their legs.
They still do.
Yes. Okay. Now walking with this. So that they keep shickling, making sound.
You mean anklets?
Huh?
Anklets that make a lot of noise. Like as if you have like a cowbell bell.
Oh!
What? Hey, but here's a good example. You think that you
can
make
a cowbell bell.
Okay.
Or you know.
I only have to use my call.
Okay. So now the second ayah that talks about that is in ayah 3359. Ayah 3359 says that Allah wants a long jilbab. Jilbab is a perfectly understandable Arabic language that means a long dress. Yes, this is jilbab. This is jilbab, right? Yeah. This is equivalent to jilbab. Remember that. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be literally, you don't have to be literally wearing jilbab. But anything that forms, does the job of jilbab, will
like
work.
A dress.
That's like a super long.
You can wear pants. You can wear pants as long as that you have a shirt like that. Okay. So, how many? What is? Who knows what's the third ayah that talks about hijab? Huh? The third ayah that talks about hijab is in Surah An-Nur, ayah 2460, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is saying, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is saying that Allah is exempting from hijab old ladies. Old ladies who are too old to get married. They are very, very old, like 70s, 80s, 70s. They are permitted to wear, to take off their hijab. However, Allah says it's better for them not to take it out. Allah says, yes, they can, but it's better for them not to do it, to keep the hijab on. Allah is talking about 70 and 80 years old women. Allah is saying, it's better to keep the hijab on. Okay, they can take it out, but it's better. Just imagine for 70 and 80 years old, Allah saying it's better to wear the hijab. Then how about 15, 16, 20, 21, 23? See how hijab is strict? And the second group of, the second proof for hijab is the hadith of the Prophet. The Prophet has about more than 20 hadith about the hijab. One of them is that when Asma bint Abi Bakr became an adult and then she got out in the public, okay, with hair, with clothes that are for small girls, like it does not cover very well. So the Prophet ﷺ told her, "Ya Asma, a woman, if she reaches this age, which is age of puberty, okay, she must wear things so that only her hands and face are showing. Now, the feet is sometimes, some people say yes, some people say no. So, you don't have to wear socks, but it's better to do that.
So, second to evaluate our clothes right now, are you wearing loose clothes?
I'm pretty halal right now.
I'm wearing
my
best.
I'm
fine.
What?
Don't you think I'm practically wearing the same thing right now?
Yeah. I'm not going to wear what? This to school? My mom will kill me.
Okay. There is another proof that hijab is required. Since the beginning of Islam, the women companion of Prophet Muhammad, they're wearing hijab. And then they taught their daughters to wear hijab. And their daughters taught their daughters to wear hijab. And their daughters taught their daughters' daughters to wear hijab. You see? Until today, there's a continuous practice of hijab. which is from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Got it? So hijab is required. They say the aura, you know what aura is?
Yes.
The thing, the body that has to be covered. They say the aura for girls is different than the aura of boys.
Wait, so guys don't
have
like...
Is it true that if you're with other women, your aura is from your belly button?
They have to wear at least some shirt, but they can't wear it.
Like your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Like any woman.
No, not...
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's how it
is. Yeah, yes. And everywhere in public, from here to here. This is aura for a man.
No, we're talking about girls.
Wait, no, just women.
For, yes.
Girls with girls.
Girls with girls, from here to here in this area.
From where to where?
No,
from here to
no,
here?
No, I'm pretty sure it's belly button to knee.
Yes, belly button to knee.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So,
wait,
go ahead.
Don't the guys, like, if there's an image on their shirt, then they have to...
They what?
If there's, like, if there's a guy praying and then he has an image on his shirt, doesn't he have to take it off?
Wow.
Like, an image of someone?
Yes. Doesn't have to, but it's much better. Okay.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird though.
Now, people who say, okay, there is a discrimination there between aura of men and aura of women. They say in Islam, women can't rule. Women can't rule. You know, I was. I went to my daughter's middle school because the teacher insulted Islam.
The older one, Sarah.
Because the teacher insulted Islam, so I went to talk to him. And while I was talking to him about, you know, things like educating the kids, I was telling him, if you're asked that women are not allowed to rule, okay, what would you say? He said, I will tell them that society is developed, and when the society is more developed, the women will rule, and blah, blah. So I told him, do you know Benazir Bhutto?
Who?
You know Benazir Bhutto?
No.
The Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Not today.
Pakistan. Yeah.
Do you know? Do you know? Hold on. Do you know Sheikh Hasina?
Yes.
She? Okay, so I tell them, then he said, oh yeah, I know them. Oh yeah, they are rulers. They are ruling Pakistan and ruling Bangladesh. I said, okay, who is the first female president of the United States?
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, wait, no.
Hillary Clinton is going to be.
You understand here? They are attacking us and saying Islam does not allow women to rule. Okay, but we have Benazir Bhutto and Sheikh Hasina ruling, and they don't have any women rule the United States.
Oh,
you understand? So that's like hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
Yeah,
is to accuse.
The biggest hypocrites ever. We should just put signs above their head. I am a hypocrite.
It's true.
Hey, let's do it. I'm gonna do it.
No, what is
focusing?
Allah, the purpose of the hijab. Allah does not want you to promote unethical temptations with your dress. Allah doesn't want you to propagate unethical temptations with your dress. How? If you dress one of those dresses that shows a lot of the body, then you're propagating what? You're using your clothes to propagate unethical temptations. Bad temptations.
Yeah.
Okay?
So,
now, Sharia covers the public space. Can you have whatever you want in your private space? Yes. You can wear... You can wear whatever you want in a public and a private place. Sharia will not rule private places. But how about the public place?
Yes, they
shall. Yes. Why? Because there is something called image pollution. Did you hear about image pollution?
No.
Image, there is a sound pollution. Did you hear about sound pollution?
No.
Like, did you hear about carbon dioxide pollution?
Yeah, carbon dioxide.
Did you hear about noise pollution?
No.
What can you wear for this girl?
Okay.
You can
say, Image pollution. Image pollution is what? Is when I go to the beach and I find girls wearing, you know, very, very undecent clothes.
Let me tell you something. Okay, you know that girls, they wear those bikinis, right? So there's like, and then their parents don't let them wear like shorts or anything. I'm like, I don't get it, because if they'll let them wear like underwears and bras outside in public,
yeah,
but they won't let them wear like anything else.
I hate that. They're so dumb. You let them wear that at the beach.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to...
I guess the beach is different.
What I'm trying to tell you is... is that they propagate... they propagate unethical temptations. Like, with their clothes. With their clothes, they are propagating unethical temptations.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Stop. This is image pollution. This is image pollution.
Yeah, but they're hypocrites. Because, like, let's say they go to the beach and they say they can, like, they can wear that. But then let's say they go outside and they wear some shorts. And they're like, no, you can't wear that. Go back and take. Go like this.
They go to the beach.
Okay,
so I have to just go to the beach. You like, set that for that. If you let me wear a bikini, too, you won't let me wear the shirt. And they're like,
okay.
Yes.
The nature of women. We have the nature of women are two things relevant to this subject are divided into two things. The first part is the talent of the woman.
And then
the talent of the woman. Then the second part is the feminine part of the woman. Islam.
What is up with the happy face?
They say hijab covers the brain, covers the talent. Okay, of women. Okay, but no. Hijab. I tell you a story about my wife long time ago when we first arrived to the United States. She won.
Wait, I like this story. I have to hear it.
I heard it last year.
Shut up.
Then you can leave.
Every year.
Oh, wow. Like I heard this last year. You can leave.
Oh.
Okay. The story is that my wife wanted a job. So they went. She went to like employment offices or places where they help you get a job. And then there was this lady telling her, okay, why should the employer hire you as a woman and don't hire a man who have less excuses? Like, women have all these kind of excuses.
Wait, excuse me?
Excuses.
They leave for like 3 months.
And every month they are very tired. They get very tired during a specific period of time in the month.
Oh, wow.
And they have the problem with children. They do. There's a lot of problems. Men don't have these things.
Well, men also can have babies. I mean, adoptive type, like single fathers.
They can have children, but then the woman is the one who can take care of
it. No, but like, what if the mother just leaves your son with, like,
because then that mother is not a good mother.
Well,
okay.
Obviously.
The shaitan uses the clothes of the women to propagate unethical temptations. How? The shaitan finds a girl who's beautiful wearing, let's say, a bikini, for example. Then the shaitan is going to grab the attention of all men, of most of the men. They look at her and stare at her. Okay?
Thank you. You would be doing the same thing. I take that as a compliment.
Okay. The woman,
the
women had two, nature has two kinds. The first kind is the talent, which has to do with the brain. And the second kind is, second part is the feminine. Can you describe the feminine part?
Creepy guys. I'll tell you,
perverted. Yeah.
So, that's the reason why we have a scarf over our chest. Saying, also that loose clothes, so guys are less concerned with this and more concerned with.
Is that a brain?
Yeah.
See, I just
like
have to
like,
down the line.
Like, what's the other thing?
Right. So, let me...
First of all, that's like a Barbie's body right now.
Let me tell you the story of my wife. She went to one of those employment places, and then the woman...
The waist is like...
The woman was helping her to find a job. So... When my wife went to find a job with her scarf and jilbab, with her hijab, okay? With her hijab. So now this lady saying, why should an employer hire you instead of hire a man who has less excuses and he's, you know, the man, you know, I can depend on him for a lot of things that, okay, go ahead.
What do you mean by, like, excuses?
Like, maternally.
Actually, rationalizing this, sometimes you just have a stomach ache and you can't work.
Seriously?
Yeah, you're tired.
No, I'm sick.
Anyways, there is something. Hold on, please. So now, what's the other part? The feminine part. So there's part about the talent, there's part about the feminine part. So now this worker tells my wife, why would an employer hire you instead of hire somebody else, a man?
She asked
why. She said, look, you want a job or not? She said, yes, I want a job. She said, then she told her, go take off this scarf, have a nice haircut, and wear nice clothes that shows the contour of your body, basically.
Then I'll slap you across the face. Yeah.
And shorts. And you will have a much better chance. A much better chance for getting a job.
I'm like, what? Okay.
You know, what was the response? What was the response of my wife?
No
she
way.
Said, no. I want you to hire me. I want the employers to hire me because of my talent. Because of my professional side. Because that's why they put the scarf like this. Isn't that a scarf like this?
No.
Why? You are putting the scarf like that, sending a message. Look here. Look where? Here. Don't look here or here or here. Those parts of the body are none of your business. You should be looking where? Here is the hijab. Here. Two brackets. Huh? Two parentheses. Right? Two parentheses. The hijab. It's like, look here. It's like here. Here. This is what you need. This is what you want. This is what you can. You have. I give this you. This one, you can hire this one. But, but you cannot hire, you cannot take advantage of the rest. You can,
you cannot,
you cannot taking advantage, you can't take advantage of my looks. In Islam, it is haram to use the feminine part to promote products or to do ads. Like I was driving with one of my friends and we ran across a sign that has an ad on the freeway. And the sign, an ad is showing bulldozers. And then she's so showing on the top of the bulldozer, pretty girl with...
No clothes.
You know, almost no clothes, okay? And then I asked my friend. My friend was American. So I asked him, what does the almost naked girl have to do with bulldozer construction? He said, no, it's a message to the people who say, they tell them, okay, you buy the bulldozer, you get the girl for free.
Prostitution!
Yeah!
No, he's funny. He's funny. He talks about the inner. The Islam prohibits the use of body, the use of physical appearance in hijab. There is something called chemistry. Did you hear about chemistry?
Yeah. I am in chemistry.
Okay. Not this kind of chemistry. A different kind of chemistry. What is it? It is when attractions, men and women attractions to each other. It's called chemistry. Okay? Can I borrow this expression? Do you know what I mean by... Do you know now what I mean by... by chemistry? Huh? When a man is attracting to a woman, that's chemistry. Now, Islam prohibits the use of chemistry in business. Can I use chemistry in business? The answer is
no.
No, I can't. Now, what's wrong about using? What's wrong about using? Yes, in the workplace, I'm also telling you a story about my wife and her workplace. There was that girl, that woman, and her. In her office, she's very talented. She has a PhD. She's very smart.
Wow.
And on the other hand, there was this cute girl.
Wait, who, a girl and a girl?
A woman, I'm sorry. A cute woman who works there. She's very pretty. And she wears, you know, she wears tempting clothes. Let's put it that way. She, okay? Then when she comes to work, the manager promotes the one who's less talented because she generates chemistry with him.
Oh.
But the other one...
Friends with benefits. Friends with benefits.
The other one, that the ones that they don't use chemistry, okay? The one who can't produce chemistry. The other one, physical appearance is not pleasing at all. Okay? So, but she's talented. Now, how come the one who has less...
Guys!
How come the one who has less education, less experience is promoted over someone...
Because she's apparently cute and they have chemistry that he likes her. He's
chemistry.
Like, oh,
exactly. Chemistry.
During this transition, a really sexist thing about secretaries is secretary's main job is to go get their boss coffee, and if their boss is a guy, odds are the girl is going to be, like, the secretary should be a girl.
I tell you about something.
Messed up mentality, like, oh, people to give me coffee shouldn't be a guy, let's make it a girl.
Now,
that's just stereotypical secretaries.
Let me tell you about a story. Let me tell about you a story about.
Honey,
be quiet.
Iman, be quiet.
Thank you. Honey, be quiet.
Gone.
The some girls.
Be quiet.
Some girls think that they, or some women, they think that their talent is the way they look. So that's their talent. And this is you girls are in high school, right?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I am
a freshman.
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay.
So when I'm a freshman, you're going to be a
sophomore.
What
is the pressure? The pressure. Okay. The pressure on the girls in the high school. Is it true that they want to give the message that your beauty is your talent? Be beautiful.
Yeah, that's so true. Not all people, but yes, yeah, some
people. I tell you the story. I tell you a story about that I witnessed myself about the a reporter, a news reporter. A news reporter, I think, was on Fox News. I think so. And she.
Yes, this is the reason why.
Now,
Fox is like the
she's a news reporter. She's a smart. She won an award. Now, her male co-workers...
What's her name?
Dacia
Micaela. I don't know.
Their male co-workers... Please. Their male co-workers became jealous. Became jealous because she won an award. So what they did is that they... wanted to undermine her out of jealousy. So she came out, they came out on TV and say that she got the award because she's smart and... Oh, you heard it. I wanted my daughter to tell you. Okay.
No, we are
she became...
It starts
became,
with an S and
look,
ends with an XY.
She...
Oh, sorry.
Then she got very mad, and she said, "I got it because I am talented, not because I am not because I am this thing." She got mad. She got really offended, and they intended it. They want to say we don't have this you know, chemistry. She has the chemistry. She won the award because of her chemistry that we don't have chemistry because we're guys. Huh?
B, what's it called? Wait, didn't they get fired though? Like, their manager's all like, you
no, no, they didn't get fired. Imagine, they got away with it. But she was so offended because she was telling them, I got the award not because of the physical look, not because of my feminine side, not because of, not because of physical appearance. I got the award because of what?
My talent.
There is a concept out there that you will learn about when you get a job, which is not only get a job, when you grow up and get mixed into the society more. There is misuse of women. They are misused. They are treated as chemistry objects.
But then that's what they want to be. They like portray themselves like.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that's what they do.
Yes, that's what they are trained.
No, you know,
however, in Islam, you have in Islam. My wife said to the lady, she said, she told her that if he needs to hire me because of my talent, not because I am a chemistry object. You can't, using chemistry in the commercial world is forbidden, okay? You can use your talent, yes. Chemistry images in the public place is called image pollution. There we have noise pollution, we have smog pollution, and then we have image pollution. Image pollution, if somebody in the public space, why should I be suffering? Why should I suffer? Or why should people suffer from an image pollution that generates a lot of chemistry in the public place? Okay?
Okay. So, right, these, we don't have to wear a scarf around these people. It's because the attraction between these should be non-existent or, in this case, like already existent. But they would never be attracted, like, in that really perverted way. This.
What do you mean, father, son?
You know there's so many people who marry.
In terms of, like, divorce and stuff, if you're, I mean, that also happens in the Muslim world, so if you have
a divorced brother,
you have to wear around them, because you're not allowed to marry them in the first place.
Your stepbrother?
Yeah. So basically,
really?
Do you know how many people marry their brothers?
What about sisters?
And okay.
No.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a hijab. You have a question.
Okay. In a liberal relationship, hijab.
No, you have to.
Hijab is one of the lines of defense against. Okay. Listen to me.
Guys.
Listen to me, girls. Girl, hijab is one of the lines of defense against committing adultery or fornication. This hijab is line of defense. What are the lines of defense? If we allow boys and girls to date and then be alone, and then girls wear, you know, indecent clothes.
Doesn't like some people say that if there is one boy and one girl, the third person is always shaitan?
Yes, in the private place, okay? So hijab puts lines of defense. Why? You can't say, okay, this boy and this girl, they can date. They can just go like swimming together. They can be in private places alone. They can be, the girl can wear like chemistry clothes, okay, in front of the guy. And then when they reach to the level of committing haram, doing haram relationship, okay, doing a chemistry-based relationship, all right, then we say, no, that you can't do it. That's impossible. Why? It's like this. If this is the cliff, if this is the edge of the cliff, if this is the edge of the cliff, look at me here. If this is the edge of the cliff, and you run, and in the very last minute you stop, would it be possible? I mean, is it possible that you're going to stop, you know, right on the edge? It's very unlikely.
Too much momentum.
So, Islam.
I mean, you can't stop, but then you like lose your balance and fall off the cliff.
Islam. Islam. Islam makes four lines of defense, which are four fences. Four fences. Four fences. Hello. Four fences before you get to the edge. So four fences you have to cross. The first fence is modesty or shyness. Shyness. The girls are shy. So that's the first line of defense. Okay. The second. Men should lower their gaze, means men should avoid looking at women, okay, that generate chemistry. That generate chemistry. That they generate chemistry. You can't look. And this is the second line of defense. The third line of defense is for a man and woman not to be alone. The Prophet said the man and the woman cannot be alone in a private place, even if he's teaching her Quran. Even if they are in a private place because he's teaching her Quran.
What if it's like really, really, like your office?
No. Office is not a private place.
No.
Here is not a private place. Okay. But in a private place,
is like in a closed room, not like a house.
And be secured, and be secured from somebody coming in or coming out. Okay.
So let's just say there, you want to go talk to your teacher during tutorial.
If you're under puberty, go ahead.
They don't know.
You're a little kid. Nobody cares. You're like 5 years old. You're having Quran class. That's
hey,
totally
Lena.
Fine.
They don't know tutorial.
So,
go.
What would
if you
be?
If you have to talk to your teacher during lunch or break or before school, after school, outside there's not going to be anybody else in there. Just make sure the door is open and maybe even have a friend waiting up for you outside of the classroom.
Girls always
For let's say, you know where boys and girls? They want to bring boys and girls together to get married, so they want to let them sit in alone in a table, in a round table in the place. They ask that a younger sister or a younger brother or whatever, they sit with the girl on the same table, okay? Because this makes the boys and girls or the men and women more likely to watch for their words, to watch for what they say, to watch for their phrases. Okay, so how many lines of defense?
Four.
Hijab, not being alone. Okay, and lowering their gaze and shyness. Okay, you got this part? You understand? You understand? You have to go through all these things. Now, go ahead.
Can I drink water?
Yeah. Now, in a liberal relationship, you know what liberal relationship is? Like the dating business and the chemistry business that comes with dating. In a liberal relationship. In a liberal relationship, who's the loser? The boy or the girl?
The girl.
Why?
Always blame.
It's harder for a girl to
always.
Get a guy like her.
Blaming.
She's
always blaming.
The guy's just like...
No! In a liberal relationship, the loser is the girl. You know why? Because if she becomes pregnant...
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's on her side.
She will end up being a single mother. If she gets pregnant.
Oh, sorry,
depends.
The guys
if she is aborted.
Yes.
If she is aborted. Abortion.
That's really sad. There was a
that's really, really.
Okay.
What? No,
side commentary goes for the very end when we have time.
I have a question.
Huh?
Are you allowed to do an abortion on like that?
No, unless there's medical
really?
Something. Like if
yes, that's
cancer
right.
And your baby's going to have cancer, you can do cancer.
Unless there is a life-threatening emergency situation or a severe health, expected health, degradation, something like that. But let's talk about in a liberal relationship. Who's the loser? The girl. Why? If she becomes pregnant, end up being a single mom, or if she ends up deserted. You know what happens to the boy? I've seen it in television one time. I don't remember where and when. But they brought a boy and a girl. Holding hands and playing together. Ha, 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 ha. No.
Oh.
And the age of chemistry.
They're playing when they're like 19.
And there was a lot of chemistry. And then they bring the boy and the girl doing chemistry together.
Oh my God.
And then stop for Lazi. And then be quiet, be quiet. And then the next image.
I'm not kidding, I have to leave.
I just have to finish this. The next image brings the girl, okay? Deserted. Yes, he walked away from her and he went to date her friend.
That is
such a weird friend.
Punch him in the face.
So, liberal relationships. No.
Oh, my favorite. Hate him.
No.
Change for me.
Guys!
Girl, in the liberal relationship, the loser is who? The girl. This is why.
No, girls think this. It's that, like, once they start dating the guy, they'll think that, oh, he'll change for me. He'll turn into a good person.
No, he ain't. Okay,
exactly.
He doesn't want you for this.
You can't change a person.
Oh, my God, Sada.
Okay, this is why in a Muslim country, you don't find the girl. You don't find a girl in a Muslim country giving herself up to a guy just like that.
Yeah.
No. Because there has to be a contract to protect the rights of the woman. So she is now a wife, not just taking advantage of women. Okay? In Egypt and Pakistan and all these places, girls don't give themselves up to girls, to boys. Like that. Why? Because they don't want to be taken advantage of.
That's why we have arranged marriages.
No, arranged marriages is another thing. It's not good.
Huh?
It's not good.
Arranged marriages? Why?
Okay.
Why is an arranged marriage good?
Arranged marriages, there's an actual definition of arranged marriages from where they were, are both 5 years old. Their parents had both, like, created a contract that they will marry each other. And sometimes they don't actually meet each other until their wedding day. And arranged marriages are really messed up because the kid doesn't have a choice on whether she's going to spend the next 30, 40 years with.
The time is over. No, not yet.
So, like, the girls, they would meet the guy, but if they don't like it, then they just say no.
Arranged marriages are different, that you don't get to meet the guy.
Okay, I want to tell you about something nice. You'll like it. If somebody is coming to see you to ask for your hand or to see you at your parents' home, then you're allowed to wear much less strict hijab. Like, you're allowed to.
He's about to marry.
They're allowed to dress up and wear some makeup that looks good.
So, if the intention, if the intention, if the intention is to get married, then you don't have to wear big jilbab and big scarf. No, just light hijab. Something like little.
Keep in mind, he's already chosen you based on, like, your actual personality. Mm-hmm. And you're going to not be wearing, like, wedding happens, or actually engagement or
engagement. If you, like,
once engagement happens, you're allowed to start taking off your scarf in front of your...
Yeah, you're allowed to be off your engagement.
Yeah, that too. But I said you do. You're allowed to take off your hijab or
whatever. So it's not hard on, so I'm not arranging
marriage. No, but Dima...
Of course not. The parents just have to have consent. And let me finish.
Shush!
Hey, quiet!
Shush!
Let me tell you how an Islamic marriage would generally go if Americans are like, you date, and how do you do it? So, this is how you do it. The man, or maybe even the woman occasionally, would be looking for a wife, and so he will be
the one
like,
looking for
a wife. Oh, I know how this story goes.
He will choose a woman who's smart, maybe very hardworking, somebody he knows he will be compatible with. Then he goes to the parents first, asks them if he can, like, kind of look more into her, and so then the first meetings will be at the soon-to-be wife's house, and if it doesn't work out, then they'll just
Can you ask me? Can you ask me next week about the arranged marriage? I'm going to explain it more details.
No, you guys were the ones that talked. No, no, no.
Thank you. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you have to wear your hijab in front of your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
You could technically divorce the husband and then marry the brother-in-law.
Oh, that's so cool!
The rule is...
It's not too...
Let me make the rule very simple to you. Anybody that you can marry, if he's not married, then it's you have to wear the hijab.
Okay, what if that person
do you say? Do you know the rule now?
Your cousins, gotta wear the hijab around them.
Do you know?
What if
your brother-in-law is
married?
Your brother-in-law has to be married.
Again. If somebody can marry you, if you're not married, okay, the rule is to wear the hijab. So, if you're not married, your brother-in-law, if you're not married, your brother-in-law can marry you. Okay, so hijab.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, not the same thing about sister-in-law. Okay.
No, because like
Emmanuel,
you can't be married.
We'll talk more about this tomorrow.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.